انت شايف القوة شو المشاكل، وبطلنا نحب بعض. مش بدك تسرعي علينا كمان احنا على بعض.
دعين الله على
الحرم. Hundreds of people in Gaza came out recently to watch Romeo and Juliet in Gaza, the story of the young couple in love while their two families are at war, was produced at one of the few theaters in the city. Abdul Karim Jabber is 20 years old and lives in Gaza. He was in the audience.
The
play is very nice and we really enjoyed it. I hope that such a show is repeated, even every week, so that we are relieved somehow.
Another member of the audience was Niveen.
It was really a wonderful performance, even though the actors and actresses were only indirectly delivering their message. We were really touched by their words and their acting. Performances like this make us think.
The play was directed by the actor and director Ali Abu Yassin. He says it's not easy to produce theater in Gaza, even though there are talented actors and actresses.
The Israeli blockade has prevented those actors and actresses from going abroad and performing around the world. Before 2007, we used to travel abroad every month or two to most countries. We also managed to win important prizes.
The Palestinian Union of Artists says there are more than 300 actors and actresses in Gaza. 22-year-old Ranin Ziyara is one of them.
I always try to practice my art, yet there's no funding for performances and no one is paying attention to us, actors and actresses. Always when I'm at home, I look forward to receiving a call from anybody so that I can perform, even without a wage.
The blockade of Gaza is one reason it's hard to produce theater here. But another reason can be political interference. Atif Asqul is in charge of theater for the cultural ministry in the Hamas government.
We're not practicing any censorship on anybody, but sometimes we have intervened with our own reservations that are discussed quite reasonably and calmly. We have only asked for modifications such as some parts of some scenes, but with no pressure on our part.
Another problem is infrastructure. Many plays take place at the privately owned Al Mishal Theatre in Gaza City. But Samir Al Mishal, the manager of the theatre, says it's not equipped for bigger productions.
We lack modern sound and lighting systems, particularly those needed for musical performances, which are important for contemporary theatre. I manage this theatre by myself, and I have no other partners. We have received various promises for the development of our theatre, but nothing has happened yet.
The Romeo and Juliet production at this theatre ran for 4 weeks, playing for free to local audiences. And the play's director, Abu Yassin, has produced another play this year called Out of the Box, about women's freedom. But according to the Palestinian Union of Artists in Gaza, there are no planned performances in the coming months. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
بلقح كلام انا بلقح كلام